talking about Relay for Life, the Cass County Relay for Life, coming up this weekend already, a Friday night. It's coming fast. Carol Schuler in with us this morning. She's the coordinator, the organizer, the director, she's the one who stirs the pot with regard to everything that happens with the Relay for Life and coordinating the volunteers. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Did I get that title kind of close?
One of those. How's that?
Pick something in between.
In between, because it takes a whole team.
Yeah, it really does. How many volunteers do you have?
We actually have a team of about 20 people.
That's all. I thought it was bigger considering the event.
The event, but they've done it for years. So consequently, you know, they know what they're doing usually.
Yeah, it's good to get people back year after year after year.
Yes, it is.
Don't have to retrain, and everybody kind of has a feel for where they need to be at a certain point in time. And where folks need to be Friday night is up here at the Atlantic Track and Field Complex at the high school, where we'll have the Relay for Life. What's left to do here? Just a couple of days left.
Well, tonight is bank night. We have the teams bring in their money between 4:30 and 5:30 at the Cass County Health System Memorial Hospital up here, and they come to conference room 2. We have. So that we've got that out of the way, and anybody that wants to make a donation, of course, can do that on Friday night or bring in extra funds. But this kind of gives us a handle on what we've got and what we're going to do. And then we hand out the T-shirts and make sure if there's any last-minute things they need to know.
This has been a fundraiser that logistically was probably difficult the first go-around when it first started some 21 years ago because there's so much going on and so many moving parts to it. But it's almost gotten to be... I don't want to diminish the work the volunteers do, but it's almost gotten to be routine in the fact that people know, they expect it, they know exactly what it's all about, and they do so much of the fundraising ahead of time that it's just become something that's, as we talked earlier, it's kind of a brand. The Relay for Life is a brand that people understand.
Yes, it's a brand that they either accept and want to help with. You're right. They start doing fundraisers right away. Our sponsors here in Atlantic and the community, Cass County, make it possible for us to put this relay on so that the funds we raise go directly to the American Cancer Society. So it's not a hard sell. It's already out there, and they're a good, reputable group, and so, like you say, it's done, and people work on it all year long.
You've got businesses, organizations, civic groups, individuals, families. There are lots of different ways that people get involved in Relay for Life. Let's talk a little bit. We mentioned something about what's left to do, but what will happen now between here and then? You mentioned bank night. Of course, that's important. You got to get the money organized for the fundraiser, but what should folks do if they haven't gotten things organized yet for their efforts?
They're welcome to give me a call, or they're welcome to just show up on Friday night. Probably our biggest concern, and we want to make sure every survivor out there knows that they're welcome to come to the survivor's meal. Come register at 4:30. You don't have to pre-register. And then one of our sponsors, Hy-Vee, will serve them a sit-down meal, short program, and themselves and a caregiver are welcome to come and get a free T-shirt, enjoy a meal, and be thanked and congratulated on another year of survivorship.
And what's the cost of the meal?
Oh, it's free. Absolutely free. There's no charges for anything. We do a lot of those fundraisers, and there's fundraising going on right now. Nishna Valley Credit Union has a fundraiser going on. They do a drawing tomorrow night. Tractor ride on Friday morning, that kind of kicks us off. They have a suggested donation of $25. But that night, Relay for Life is free. We have a free tailgate, which is brand new this year, for all the people who come out to support those survivors. Sponsors, teams, community members, you're welcome to come and cheer on those survivors.
Yeah, I was told that if you're familiar with the way the Relay for Life has been come to play during the evening each year, that you'll notice this one will be a little bit different.
Absolutely. We noticed that a lot of people don't have an entire evening to spend. So what we've invited people to do is come out between 5:30 and 6, somewhere in there. You're welcome to sit and watch, or you're welcome to go inside and mingle with survivors. But whatever you decide to do, then what happens is once the survivors have done their lap, their celebration lap, while we bring them outside after the meal, weather permitting, and then we have a free tailgate for everyone. And after that, it is you're welcome to stay and walk, but you're also welcome to leave, because this year it's just a tailgate. So we congratulate everybody and great job, and then you're welcome to go home.
I was trying to remember back when the Relay for Life activities really kind of got started in full in a number of different locations. It seemed to me it was meant to be like an overnight thing. And then it kind of got knocked down to about a six-hour thing. And then, you know, that was kind of long, too. And then it kind of... So folks that organize and coordinate Relay for Life on a national basis, they really don't care too much about how it's structured locally. They give you guys a lot of leeway. Just make it a solid event that's positive and raises good money.
That's right. In the beginning, you know, they wanted to be very structured. But what we found was certain communities, our community, for example, really wasn't enthused about spending a night at the track. So, you know, we shortened it. We let people see entertainment and do things together. But, you know, that doesn't have to be overnight. It can be, like you say, 2, 4, 6 hours, something like that. And it's worked well here.
Carol, can you talk a little bit about the feelings, about the impact a little bit from, let's say, for example, there are folks who maybe 20 years ago, the Relay for Life effort, it wasn't the top priority for them, perhaps. They had other things going on in their lives. And then suddenly, perhaps they or someone they know and love was, you know, got bad news about cancer. And all of a sudden, it became a much more important thing to them. You've seen people's lives and attitudes change through this, haven't you?
Very much so. There's not many people that today don't know someone who's either passed away from cancer or is surviving from cancer. Right. And I think the feeling that we have is that I, as an outsider, might feel very hopeless, might helpless. I can't do anything. There's nothing I can do to... I'm not a medical person, so I can't make cancer go away. But by coming to Relay and supporting those survivors, it gives each of us a sense of doing something, helping out in some way. And I think we are finding cancer sooner, so we do have more survivors. And this gives everyone an opportunity, our community, an opportunity to come together and celebrate those survivors and, of course, mourn those people that we've lost.
I read somewhere that it was said that if we lived long enough and nothing else got us first, we would probably all develop cancer at some point.
I haven't got those statistics, but it certainly it could be true. I don't know that.
It's probably somebody's opinion, but it's probably a decent guess. Talk about the evening then, too. You mentioned there's a survivor's lap. There's the dinner for the survivors. It's a tailgate kind of atmosphere. Right. Are we doing anything to remember again?
We are. What we normally do is we sell luminaries, and since we're not going to be there at dark, we are selling pennants. Pennants can be purchased through Kayleen Marquez or myself and online at www.facebook.com/Cass County Relay. Those pennants can be purchased for $5 or any suggested donation. And we read those names. So as the survivors come out, we seat them and we read the pennants. And then we have our dove ceremony, which is very impressive. Doves are a form of peace, freedom. And those survivors watch that. It's almost like their hearts are lifted toward another year of surviving cancer. Then as they make that final lap, cheer them on. We surround that track. We make sure that everybody out there is excited that they're going to be there another year. And with cancer, you know, that's always a possibility. So we make it a very positive, worthwhile survivor's lap.
Yeah, sometimes we don't think about it that way. That's a good point. We don't think about it necessarily that way, that it's a milestone.
We call it a birthday.
It's another birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, you've made it another year, whether it's 1 year or 40 or 50 years, and we have survivors that have done that too. It's very enlightening too for our new survivors to see those survivors that are still here after a century, you know, or half a century. And so consequently, it gives them hope for the future.
Well, attitude is a giant part of healing.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you feel like you're defeated, you will be. If you feel like you have an opportunity and there's a chance and you go at it the right way, I mean, the mind is a pretty incredible healing tool.
We hope this gives those survivors that opportunity.
Yeah, very good. Is there still time yet? I know it's a couple of days away, but is there still time for people to get involved in some way?
Absolutely. Give me a call, whether they want to make a donation, whether they just want to come out and watch what's going on. If you are a survivor, please know you are included in the survivor's meal. There's no registration. Come out, enjoy, and bring a loved one with you, somebody to celebrate with. You can still buy the pennants. Give me a call, and we'll get you a pennant form so that you can make a donation of any kind that you might want. And certainly, if you just want to come out and cheer those survivors on, be a part of that final lap, we'd love to have you. We'd love to have you just see what it's all about.
And if somebody wants to just drive by, stop in and check it out and maybe make a quick donation there that night, that's always possible, right?
Absolutely. Atlantic High School track, we'd love to see you.
Yeah, very good. Lots of opportunity for you to be on board there. And don't feel bad if you've got other things going on that particular night. Maybe you've got a family thing to deal with or something that you already had planned for Friday night. Just because you maybe can't be there this Friday doesn't mean you can't be a part of all the activities, because there are dozens and dozens of fundraisers all throughout the year. Just look for them.
We accept donations anytime. I should mention, too, we have a tractor ride on this Friday, mm-hmm. too. Kind of kicks off our day. Meet out at the community center, and they drive off at 8:30. If you've never seen a group of tractors, 30, 40, 50 tractors going down the road for their tractor drive, it's awesome. It's just very impressive. Just another way for people to support those cancer survivors.
A visible way.
Very visible and very fun. They have a great time.
Keep it top of the mind right there. It's right out there visible. Very good. Is there always a need? Are there always needs for more volunteers to be a part of this from year to year? Are you always looking for folks to add to your organizing group?
Actually, we are. And even this year, we're looking for people who might be willing to come out and just help survivors carry a plate or push a wheelchair. You know, we've got things that we just need done even that night. So come on out, find Denise Coder or myself, Julie Anderson. Chris is part of this group, and all of us will have something to do and need that extra hand.
Yeah, large deeds are always welcome, but small yes. deeds are very much appreciated as well. Absolutely. Very good. Again, what time?
4:30 for the survivors registration, 5:30 quarter 6 for teams, sponsors, community people who want to come out and see what's going on. Tailgate will probably be about 7 p.m., 6:30, quarter 7. The only thing about having a new event is sometimes it's a little more flexible with times. So come on out, and we're hoping for a nice evening. If there is rain, we will go inside and celebrate those survivors. So rain or shine, we'll be there.
And if folks want to know more, there are posters plenty all over mm-hmm. the community, but they can also go online.
They can go online. They can give me a call. Carol Schuler, 243-7545.
Very good. Carol, thanks so much for all the work that you and your committee have done in planning the event and organizing, and all those folks who have helped to raise that money ahead of time as well. We really appreciate all the good efforts. Good
luck. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Good luck Friday night.